I am Roberta Schultz. Lynching and mob violence in Ohio, 1772 to 1938, authored by the team of David Myers and Elise Myers Walker, and published in late 2018 by McFarland, is an encyclopedic listing of violent activity that took place in Ohio history, spanning the pre-Civil War era to the late 1930s. Each chapter discusses the historic context during which the local incidents occurred, then offers listings and categorizations of the acts. The authors research these events through various historic societies and universities and provide both loose and narrow definitions for what might constitute a lynching, expected lynching, attempted lynching, versus an incidence of mob violence. Not having read extensively about lynchings or mob violence in the United States, I had supposed that most lynchings occurred in the Deep South and that most victims were Black. But even a cursory look through this book caused me to read closer about how many occurrences in Ohio were also perpetrated against outsiders accused of a crime, or even against religious groups like the Shakers. While race motivated a substantial number of these outbreaks of mob rule, one could also become the object of such rush to judgment by being a member of a minority religion, ethnic group, disapproved profession, or even political party. The authors provide the following definitions in their introduction on page 6. For our purposes, a lynching took place when a victim was actually hanged with a rope. An attempted lynching was one in which a mob formed and a concerted effort was made to capture the intended victim, but the lynching was not completed for some reason. Unexpected or anticipated lynching was one in which threats were made or insinuated, but were not acted upon. All incidents classified by the Tuskegee Institute, TI, are so denoted. The authors also explain in the introduction that they have identified instances of tar and feathering, white capping, lawless threats or violence involving vigilante farmers, and other acts of violence they uncovered in their research. However, they excluded, for the most part, any discussion of strikes by coal miners, steel workers, farm laborers, temperance riots, or cross burnings, except when they were particularly noteworthy. Victims of the violence are classified in each listing by race, as in B for Black or African American, W for White or Caucasian, and UNK for unknown or not indicated. The authors also point out that no one, to the best of their knowledge, was ever lynched in Columbus, Chillicothe, or Waverly, even though some newspapers seem to report incidents that probably took place in Georgia, Missouri, and Iowa, in cities of the same name. Newspapers of the time got their geography confused, it seems. The book examines Ohio's history of lynching and mob violence through these chapters: Antebellum Ohio, War and Reconstruction, Disenfranchisement, Segregation, Reign of Terror, when lynching was at its peak throughout the country, Separate but Equal, The United States of Lynchardom, based on a quote from Mark Twain, and finally, The Great Migration. Earlier chapters connect the rise in mob violence with the increased Ohio population of African Americans from 337 in 1803 to 37,000 by the time the Civil War began. Increased population of Blacks was followed quickly with laws restricting their rights, thus setting up potential for clashes, perceived breaches, and lynchings. However, many of the clashes listed in the early chapter of this book describe violence against Shakers, German settlers, and Irish immigrants, as well as Blacks, anyone who might be perceived as an other by the dominant population. The appendices also include some interesting Ohio maps that tabulate lynchings, attempted lynchings, and tar and feathering by county. While local counties had no tar and feathering reported since 1772, Clermont County had two actual lynchings, and Hamilton County led the state in attempted lynchings at 6. I found myself poring over the chapters, searching for examples from our local area, and ended up reading the entire entry from pages 63 to 69 about the 1884 Hamilton County Courthouse riot. I even read the three-page account aloud to my husband. For reference and comparison, most of the listings in this book average a paragraph or so. While it's difficult to explain to you in a few sentences how the murder of a West End livery stable owner resulted in the deaths of 56 people, the injury of 300 others, and a courthouse in smoldering ruin, suffice it to say that mob rule held sway in Cincinnati from March 24th to 26th in that year. The book includes several illustrations of the riot to accompany the comprehensive report. Searching further for information about the White Caps, a vigilante movement that started in Indiana but spread to Brown and Adams County, I soon found several accounts of their exploits in Mount Oreb and even in Cincinnati. Composed largely of local farmers, they were sometimes called the regulators because they claimed to regulate behavior or morals. Tar and feathering prostitutes, or those who frequented prostitutes, seemed to be one of their moral concerns. However, they soon broadened their focus to terrorizing anyone who might oppose their actions. During 1888, their role swelled to an estimated 300 members in Ohio. Governor Foraker proposed legislation to outlaw the Whitecaps in 1889, but they still threatened those they felt were morally inferior to them in several neighborhoods in Cincinnati well into the next decade. Lynching and Mob Violence in Ohio by David Myers and Elise Myers Walker offers comprehensive accounts and statistics on these activities in Ohio. In 1968, the Tuskegee Institute quit tracking lynchings. Even though Ohio played a significant role in perpetuating mob rule, it was an Ohio-born president, Benjamin Harrison, who took the lead in calling for anti-lynching legislation in 1892. 4 years later, his home state responded with the Smith Act, an act for the suppression of mob violence. It was a major step forward. You can find a link to Lynching and Mob Violence in Ohio by David Myers and Elise Myers Walker at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.